Good morning. How'd you sleep? Oh, no, I didn't come to bed. I just sat up smoking and reading Nietzsche. I don't know why. Why not? Why does anyone do anything? Because I felt like it. Man can indeed do what he wants, but he cannot will what he wants. That's Schopenhauer. So there. Too early to be talking German philosophers. Fine. Shove over a bit, okay? Okay, you got it, sweetie. No more talk about old German guys this morning. I'll talk continental philosophy instead, okay? It's okay. I promise. I'll find a way to explain it to you that you won't mind. Trust me. So, we're here together, right? Alive, experiencing the world, and you can see the light coming through the blinds, how it falls on our skin in patterns of light and shadow. And you can smell smoke in my hair and the traces of last night's perfume, the aroma of the coffee I made earlier. You can hear birdsong and my voice and feel my breath on your ear or my lips on your neck or the weight of my head if I rest it on your chest. Right? Well, those are all subjective phenomena you've experienced with your senses. Here, give me your hand. Feel that? There you go. My boob is a phenomenon you experience with your senses. But, so, here's the thing. All of us in modern society, you, me, everyone, we've all grown up in a world where perception, meaning, and identity are all constructed socially. Take, for example, my tongue stud. It's basically a totally useless object, right? Except... I guess that feels kind of interesting when I stick my tongue down your throat. It's made out of gold, which is a pretty useless mineral, practically speaking. It has no functional worth. But I paid about 100 euros for it because society decided that gold symbolizes something worth having. Prestige, beauty, whatever. And I bought into that. Money itself is another great example of something socially imbued with significance, but never mind that for now. Think about all the things this tongue stud signifies, and that I'm signaling by wearing it. The first time you ever saw me, you probably thought, "Neat tongue stud, I bet that chick's kinky." Right? It's okay, you can admit it. Anyway, you weren't strong, were you? You thought that because society associates body persons with alternative lifestyles, right? But now imagine showing that tongue stud to some kid who was raised by wolves or whatever. It wouldn't mean much of anything to him. Maybe he'd think it was pretty. Maybe he wouldn't. But it wouldn't signify anything. It wouldn't say anything about him, about rejection of societal norms or personal ornamentation or value. To him, it'd just be a little bit of shiny metal. But to me, it's practically a fetish. No, not that kind of fetish, Doric. In the study of religion, a fetish is an object imbued with some kind of mystical significance or power. Well, in our society, there are fetishes everywhere. Okay, how about another example? The female body. This is where two meanings of the word fetish come together. So pay attention, okay? Here, get off me for a minute, okay? Let me get undressed. So, look at my body. I mean, really look at it. What do you see? That's cute, but no. You're wrong. To be honest, this is a rigged game from the start. You can't win. Because you can't even see my body. Not really. You look at me and most of what you see is just a bunch of signifiers to other stuff. You don't see me. You see pussy. If I open my legs and touch myself a little. I'm practically overwhelming your poor brain with signifiers, right? Porn, sex, slut, money, power. It's basically a rap video playing in your head, I can tell. Don't worry, sweetie. It's not your fault. Your brain's just all fucked up with advertising and stuff. That's how we all are about everything. It's impossible to experience anything purely simply because phenomena are all tangled up with semiotics, and society has been using semiotics as a weapon against you your whole life to make you a good consumer. Oh, don't worry, it's exactly the same for me. I look at a bit hard dick. Okay, come on, baby. We need a better example than that. Let's just stroke it a little. There we go. As I was saying, if I look at a big hard dick, well, I don't just see it for what it is. Just like you, I've been brainwashed. It's not just a cock, it's power, glory, fast cars, money. Fuck, so much money. Guns, coke, firework displays, gold teeth. I'm just kidding. Well, you know, half kidding. I'm sorry, hon. I'm sleep deprived and hyper. I'm probably just gonna keep talking this nonsense at you unless, you know, do something to shut me up. Like, maybe put something in my mouth? Oh, God, baby, I'm so wet. I want you inside of me. Come on. Come on, fuck me. Come on. Fuck me. Oh. Even this, you know. Oh, you feel so good inside of me. So fucking good. But even like this, we can't experience this directly, you know. It's not just a dick and a pussy, it's the sign for dick and the sign for pussy. And everything they stand for, all of that are official bullshit. All expanding together, signifiers linked to other signifiers, and in the end, it all points to nothing. reality is nowhere to be found. Why'd you stop? Baby? Where are you going? My panties? They're on the floor over there. Why? yeah, okay. I'll shut up. It's okay. That was nice. Hey, don't get up. I'm worn out after that. I can keep talking about all that crap even if I wanted to, I promise. I'm so sleepy. Just stay here with me for a bit, please. I know you've got to get up, but just cuddle me until I go to sleep, okay?